Okay, so welcome to this short MOOC on energy justice. As you'll see here, I am going to present today on specifically how we approach inequalities with regards to energy and energy systems. It's a really interesting way of trying to come to energy issues and energy studies from the perspective of sustainability more broadly. So my name is Darren McCauley. As you can see here, I'm a full professor at Erasmus University Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And I've been working on energy justice for quite a number of years. So what I would like to do is to try to distill down why and how you should look at the issue of justice with regards to energy systems. So let's first of all think, why do we need to care about justice and fairness when it comes to energy? Well, I use this slide to demonstrate that there is an inherent built-in unfairness about the way our global energy system is constructed currently. If we just take recent figures looking at the amount of energy or electricity consumption more precisely in this slide, taking place in the New York state is the same as the entire area of sub-Saharan Africa. This is an area where I've undertaken research myself, particularly with regards to Malawi and Uganda. And it's really shocking to see that we feel that our global energy system is appropriately providing the same amount of electricity to New York state than what it is to the entire sub-Saharan African region. This is surely, on a very basic human level, simply wrong. So what do we do about that? Well, obviously we need to engage engineers and new ways of thinking about how we can construct the future energy system in a way that's going to be fairer and hopefully create a more long-term sustainability perspective constructed right the way through the way we approach energy. Okay, so how are we going to do that? Well, as you can see here, very simply, we have tried to construct a number of scholars and practitioners across the world a framework for perhaps exploring and then making suggestions on how we address these inequalities. And the way that we do this is really through a three-pronged approach, which we refer to as distributional, procedural, and recognition justice frameworks. Okay, so in distributional inequalities, what we're thinking about is, well, where geographically are these inequalities emerging throughout the world? And what type of inequalities emerge throughout the world? So, as we can see from our previous slide, the distinction between New York State and sub-Saharan Africa creates a tremendous distributional inequality spread among populations involved in those areas. But if we take somewhere closer to home in terms of the studies that you're covering today, what we'll find is, of course, in Europe, this big distinction between distributional inequalities from South Europe to North, and indeed from East to West. Then secondly, we look at procedural inequalities. How do we create a process to solve these distributional inequalities? And in recognition, how and who do we view, and the ways in which we view them, as being impacted upon these inequalities? And let's try to look at perhaps elderly people, students, different areas of population that we don't normally look at as suffering from energy inequalities. But crucially, for energy justice, is all connected to energy systems. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking fuel poverty, for example, or you're thinking energy security. These are different frameworks, I know. But energy justice provides a framework to create new, exciting research questions, you can see here in the bottom part of the slide, that helps us, hopefully, to try to challenge engineers, technological people and others to think differently and to think more sustainably. Thank you.